This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Ever heard of a giving tree?
Like one that gives you apples?
No, not that kind of giving tree. This one's all about helping people, like a symbol of kindness, you know?
Okay, I think I'm getting it. Tell me more.
So today, we're diving into a story, right? About the Giving Tree Project at Maplewood Church.
Maplewood Church, huh? Sounds familiar.
Yeah, they do this every year. And we get to meet three kids, BJ, Lucy, and Owen. They're pretty excited about the whole thing.
You excited about helping others? That's awesome.
It is. So picture this. Imagine a Christmas tree, but instead of ornaments,
it's decorated with presents.
You got it. But presents that people really need, like essential stuff.
Oh, so it's not like toys and games and all that.
Well, maybe some toys.
Yeah.
But also things like warm socks.
To keep those toes toasty. Especially in the winter.
Exactly. And canned foods, you know, to help families have a good meal.
And what about those stuffed animals? Those are always a hit.
Oh, yeah. Definitely got to have those. The story even says that Owen, one of the kids, he tripped while carrying a whole bunch of them.
Whoopsie.
Yeah. And all those fluffy bears and bunnies went flying. Imagine that.
Flying bears? Sounds like something out of a cartoon.
Right. But anyway, while they were gathering all this stuff for the giving tree, Lucy noticed something interesting about trees in the forest.
Really? What was that?
She realized that even though they look like they're standing all alone, they actually help each other out, kind of a secret underground network.
I'm intrigued. How do they do that?
Well, they're roots.
Right.
They grow underground, and they actually share nutrients.
Like sharing a snack with a friend.
Exactly. The strong trees help out the weaker ones, so everyone can grow big and strong. Pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Never thought of it like that.
And get this. Lucy realized the Giving Tree Project was kind of like that, too.
Makes sense. It's all about people helping each other out, just like the trees in the forest.
Spot on. So all those warm socks, canned food, stuffed animals. They ended up going to families who really needed them.
That's the best part, putting smiles on people's faces.
It is. And you know those kids, BJ, Lucy, and Owen? They felt really good knowing they had made a difference. Even a small difference.
It's a great feeling, isn't it? Knowing you've helped someone out.
Totally. So I got to ask you listening out there, if you could put something on the giving tree, what would it be?
What would I give? Huh? That's a good question. I'd have to think about it.
Yeah, think about it. Why would you pick that specific thing? Remember, even something small, it can make a difference.
Like those kids at Maplewood Church, BJ, Lucy, and Owen.
That's right. They show us that even small acts of kindness, they can have a big impact on the world around us.
Something to keep in mind, for sure.
Absolutely. So until next time, keep thinking about that giving tree. What would you give?
And who knows, maybe you can even start your own giving tree project.
Now that's an idea.